Fev, I saw something the other day that was really disappointing, and I wanted to talk about it because I just don't know why this keeps happening. And I'm talking about the intrusion on the private life of people with profiles. Poor Sam Armitage, Samantha Armitage, you may know obviously from the Today Show. She lost her mum.
Oh, Sunrise, yeah.
Melbourne Cup.
Oh, gosh, sorry. Right. No, I had a moment, didn't I? Of course, with Koshy. So yep. I used to work with her on Sunrise, sure. And yet I forgot where she worked.
That's okay.
She lost her mum a few weeks ago, which is just heartbreaking. And when that happens to anybody, regardless of their career, their profile, they deserve the respect of a time to mourn, a time to grieve, and go through that loss. Somehow in my feed, I ended up seeing photos of Samantha speaking at her mum's funeral. And I remember when I saw these photos online on the publication, and it is a disgraceful publication, I remember thinking, how did they get those photos? And I didn't feel right seeing them because it was in the church.
It was a eulogy.
It was the eulogy. And Sam was standing at the pulpit. And I remember going, how did they get this? And my brain immediately went to maybe Sam put them on social media. Anyway, Sam has come out yesterday and she's given the Daily Mail Australia, a massive spray. Mm. And I absolutely don't blame her. They hacked in. She's claiming they hacked in to it. So at the moment, because of social distancing, obviously, you can't a lot of funerals are being streamed. So you get a code and you go onto the funeral website and they have the stream.
You know, she said hacked, Boxy.
Yeah.
Because I watched this the other day, maybe yesterday or something. It might have been on Kyle. What's after them?
You mean after Sunrise?
Yeah. God.
No, that's Channel 9.
Oh, Larry and Kylie.
Larry and Kylie. God.
The morning show.
I couldn't think of it. Cool. They had it on. I thought automatically, I reckon Daily Mail's gone to someone that was close to Sam, paid them and got the code to the Zoom.
Well, you'd hate, it's disgraceful whatever happened. I'm going to read what Sam wrote. She said, hacking into a private funeral service to splash all over their trash website to get cheap clicks is vile and criminal behaviour.
Yeah.
She then called out the journalist. She said, Nicole Douglas, in brackets, whoever you are a pathetic excuse for a journalist. Lawmakers, where are the updated privacy laws in this country? Again, I urge you all not to visit these websites. Don't click on their rubbish. Put them out of business. They are vile and the people who work for them. Now, I back her in. But where are the lawmakers? How is it acceptable? Like for them to print those photos that they've illegally gained through hacking into a funeral. But also where's the line? And we're in the media, Fev, you know. How can we not change this? Do we need a class action? There has to be a line in the sand. Sam and her profile. That's her mum and her life, and that's sacred to that family, and that shouldn't be splashed all over a cheap website for clicks.
Any funerals are out of bounds. I always watch when something tragic happens and then the cameras are out front when people carrying the coffin and stuff.
Well,
I don't like it.
To see the vultures with their cameras that are hovering around crime scenes at the moment, because even on the weekend I saw two things I didn't want to see and I can't unsee it. It was a terrible incident that happened in New South Wales at a waterhole with a poor little boy. Yeah. And they blurred his face, but I don't need to see the photo being wheeled into the ambulance, and nobody does. And it's a morally corrupt.
Mm.
I love that even Sam called it out as criminal. We need to take a long, hard look at ourselves. We don't need that graphic imagery, and we certainly don't need to disrespect people when they're mourning. And separate to Sam, who is high profile, I mean any family grieving in 100%. The news. Back off. If you're a vulture with a camera or you're a wannabe try-hard journo who's hanging around a crime scene hoping to get a photo of a grieving parent, have a good long hard look at yourself. And I think we should start calling them out. Anyway, I feel so sorry for Sam and her family and hopefully we can all learn from that.